I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers used a hearing about a warehouse lease to vent their frustrations with state government Monday. At issue are the rules for how Illinois buys supplies and rents office space. State Senator Chapin Rose, a Mahomet Republican, focused on problems at universities.
U of I has to get you people to sign off on ordering bullets for their U of I Police Department guns. You guys came back and told them you found cheaper bullets on the internet. Well, the bullets that you found on the internet were cheaper. They wouldn't fit in the guns for the police officers.
An audit found several problems with the warehouse lease, including changing the specs after bids were collected. The state's chief procurement officer acknowledges problems, but argues the law was not violated. In other news, Illinois lawmakers are one step closer to approving a constitutional amendment overhauling the state's tax system. Dana Vollmer has more.
The measure would let Illinois voters decide whether to switch from a flat income tax rate to one that imposed higher rates on the wealthy. It passed out of a committee Monday evening with only Democratic votes, including State Representative Jonathan Carroll from Northbrook, who has spoken out against the plan. His vote could be key to passage by the full House.
I still have strong reservations on this. With that being said, I believe this is way too important of an issue of us not to bring to the floor.
Republicans say adopting a graduated income tax could mean future rate hikes for middle-class taxpayers. Two of the governor's aides told lawmakers they feel good about getting the required 71 yes votes on the House floor. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Illinois police will step up seatbelt campaigns throughout Memorial Day. Officials from the Departments of Transportation and State Police joined more than 200 local law enforcement agencies at Monday's announcement. The Border to Border campaign will feature increased patrols and enforcement zones through next week's holiday. Transportation Secretary Omer Osman says Illinois traffic fatalities decreased this year, but he says safety belt use is your best line of defense in a crash. State Police Director Brendan Kelly says Border to Border was organized by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration as part of the long-running Click It or Ticket campaign. And Bradley University in Peoria announced its president, Gary Roberts, will retire next year. Roberts will depart when his contract expires in May 2020, capping a 4.5-year stint heading his alma mater. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Murfreesboro man is in custody after a shooting incident at the Carbondale Police Department Saturday. Carbondale police say 36-year-old Eric Brown was initially arrested for theft and battery at the Rue 21 store in the University Mall Saturday afternoon. As he was being processed at Carbondale's Public Safety Center, police say Brown pulled out a hidden gun and tried to shoot an officer. The officer barricaded Brown inside a room until a crisis negotiator was able to defuse the situation. Police say no one was injured. Brown is now being held in the Jackson County Jail. He faces aggravated discharge of a firearm, aggravated unlawful use of weapons, possession of a stolen firearm, and possession of a firearm by a felon charges. A group of 8 Illinois transgender women with criminal records say a state law violates their First Amendment rights. Maureen McKinney has more.
The law prevents legal name changes on identification for at least 10 years after a criminal conviction. Attorney Lark Mulligan with the Transformative Justice Project says transgender women of color in particular have suffered the consequences, including accusations of fraud and denial of public benefits.
So when a trans person has an ID with a name that doesn't necessarily correlate with their actual gender identity, that ID can out them to anyone that sees that.
The women filed a federal lawsuit against several Cook County officials, including Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who has enforced the law. Her office declined to comment. A spokesman for Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul said his office has not been asked to intervene. I'm Maureen McKinney.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.